He messaged you and he was like, what?
Nothing.
Can you hear yourselves?
Yeah, we can.
I'm not sure yet.
We are recording.
Hey, I'm not sure which...
Are you hearing?
Can you turn me down a little bit?
Down?
It's just, my hearing, not my voice.
It's too loud?
Yeah,
is that what you're
in
saying?
In my ears.
How's
my
that?
Ears.
Is that better?
Yes, I think so. Maybe. I'm not sure.
How's
Might be
that?
The same thing.
Is that zero?
No. I can still hear myself.
That's no good. Hang on a second.
No bueno.
we're on... different settings today because Jeff has our...
There, that's what it is.
Okay, how's that?
Right, perfect. That's okay. Perfect. I love it.
Jeff has our headphone monitor.
Oh.
And I had to switch some things around, and here we are.
Here we are.
Here
no, it's
we
perfect,
are
though.
To
I love
save
it.
The day. Are you still on now?
Yes.
Jess, are you on?
Yes.
Okay, I just turned Jeff's microphone down. We won't need Jeff's microphone for this podcast,
will
we?
So do you guys remember the last podcast we did?
Yes,
when we sat in here and we said, hey, who's available next week to do another podcast? And we all said, okay, yeah, this is what we're doing. And I think Jeff said, yeah, I should be able to do that. I think that's what he said. But you wrote it down in your calendar, so I was like, that's a go.
Okay.
I saw you write it down in your planner.
In my defense...
Did you know we had a podcast today?
Yes, and you know how scatterbrained I am about...
You mean drunk?
And drunk. My point is, I almost knocked my drink all over my iPad.
I saw that.
My point is...
It was terrifying.
I remember knowing there was a podcast today, but I live here. So the odds are, I'm going to be here.
That's fair.
But Jeff is still in West Virginia with...
No, probably not West Virginia. He's probably somewhere in like...
Southern...
I don't know how you get from there to here, but
I don't know what the state in between Illinois and West Virginia is.
How about Ohio?
Isn't there one
West Virginia?
You know what?
Fucking Ohio.
There's a few between Illinois and West Virginia,
including Indiana. Actually, I'm a dumb bitch.
No, you're fine. But that's what I'm doing right now. I'm going Pennsylvania.
I don't know. I have no idea.
I really don't.
I need a state map. Also. I love how Jess and I always talk about how we're not alike, and you and I are basically wearing the same exact thing right now.
Uh-huh, just broke down a little different. Yes, hat, pigtails, t-shirt. Mine's weed, yours is alcohol.
Weed and alcohol.
Literally.
And we both have gray shoes on. Adidas.
Yes, girl.
And Caitlin's, is 812 Farms, haven't they been
they're the
tweeting at us?
They're a sponsor of the Jeff Vibbert podcast.
They are. 812.
Is that right?
Yeah, and apparently they want us to come down to Nashville and work a beer festival or something.
Hey, they said they were going to have cake.
Yeah,
I'm there.
On Jeff's birthday.
Hang on. Alcohol and cake?
Let's do it.
I'm in.
You're in.
Hi, welcome to the... it's the Chick McGee Show. You know, I spent most of my early years not getting drunk, so maybe now later on.
You know what I say?
What do you say? Oh, you've got to go through all the processes before.
You can't skip a stage of life.
I guess. That is Jessica. That is Caitlin. Jeff Vibbert, are you here?
No, but his dog is.
Hang on, you're going to put me in a bad mood. Hang on. Though. I need to listen to some Bob. Okay, hi. Welcome to the Chick McGee Show on Podcast One. Let's do some housekeeping. Jeff Vibbert is not here. He's been in West Virginia the last couple days with Pat McAfee and the guys at Barstool Sports, Barstool Heartland, playing golf with John Daly.
Pat is playing.
Jeff is...
dressed up in a Captain America costume.
Dressed up. If you haven't seen Things You Missed... with him and the Captain America.
That was a good one.
Get up. You've missed it. But he said he'd be here this podcast day. And actually, he told me he would be here. This is Thursday. He told me he'd be here Wednesday evening to pick up his dog. I've gotten custody of little Norja. This is the... And remember who's telling you that. This is the worst custody judgment I've ever been a part of.
What are we talking about?
I've got custody of little Nora Jones right now.
No, you don't.
She's in there.
It's not custody. Custody is like...
I'm responsible for her.
You are.
It's Chick's weekend.
It is. It's your weekend.
And here's my problem. And dog
and Nora
owners,
is very attached to her mommy.
Nora Jones is mommy, daddy,
Maddie,
Donnie, whoever, whatever. Jeff is Nora Jones's universe.
Yeah,
we all know
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And Ruby, my Australian Shepherd, does not like little Nora Jones. They do
really?
Not get along.
The Loch Ness monster just resurfaced in my throat.
Okay,
right into the microphone.
That was not the boy in the room. That was Caitlin.
I didn't know if that was your throat or Chick's belly.
It was my throat.
No, that was her.
I'm so sorry.
Gracious. So anyway, no, everything's going fine. I've gotten a little Nora to sleep. Not with me. Because
did you rock her?
A little bit.
Burped her.
A little bit.
Gave her a bottle.
But I can't have her in my bed because...
But she sleeps with Jeff every night, right?
Yeah, but Monkey and Ruby have never slept with me, and they don't expect it. And they, like, really don't come in my bedroom or the bathroom. I mean, they're just kind of like, okay, this is Dad's space. We don't come in here.
It is weird that they'll sit right outside of the door.
They won't even go in the room.
Sometimes they will.
Sometimes I'm all, like, consistent, but they don't like it.
Wow.
So they'll come right out here. But, yeah, I mean... But Ruby's like, oh that that thing's still here. I'm going back up to my car. I'm not kidding. Aww. And you know how sweet Ruby is.
I know, but it's because it's a dog that's smaller. She's the baby, and she's not the baby when Nora's here.
Is
you
there
know what?
Anything you don't know about emotions and the way brains work and emotional IQ, even in dogs? Is there anything you don't know?
No, I just...
That's exactly what's going on.
Yeah, she's not the baby. Have you been picking up Nora?
Here's what happened.
Have you been picking up Nora?
Only to put her in her crate.
you do that to Ruby, though.
No. Well,
yes, you do. At nighttime, you pick her up and put her to bed.
I'm
so if
a
you're picking up,
daddy.
If you're picking up another baby,
Jesus.
And putting her away, and
today, same thing happened today. Happened yesterday. I got home. I go in. I open their crates. Nora comes trotting out. Monkey comes trotting out. Ruby, door open, stays in her crate. She will not come out, even after being in her crate all morning.
Ruby needs her space.
Ruby's upset with me. Because
maybe that's what it is.
That little puppy dog's here.
She's possible. Letting you know.
Okay, I guess
you done messed up.
I guess the major point is, Vibbert needs to get back here. I don't know what his
problem. He's coming to get Nora today. It'll be fine. Well,
that's what he said.
Pending any roadside attractions that they get caught up in.
Oh, you don't understand, man. It was the world's largest daiquiri glass, and we had to...
Are you thinking about the pink elephant that's holding the daiquiri glass in McCordsville?
In Fortville.
Fortville?
Is it Fortville or McCordsville?
It's probably Fortville.
Fortville. I love that elephant. Mm-hmm. You guys told me you were going to tell me something about popular culture and what's going on.
Oh, yeah. That's Caitlin. I'm not doing that.
Why
not? I've read a lot of funny tweets about it.
I've heard a lot about it, too, but I don't know what's going on. I know, and he just became a dad, right?
That baby's probably 6 months old.
I would say, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was born in, like,
really?
I think December.
Okay.
I think it's a December baby.
Holy hell.
So, I thought you were doing a read.
I did, too.
You're not. You're just shuffling papers.
I'm shuffling papers and looking around.
So, I'll give you guys the rundown.
Okay,
this is pretty simple. Rob Kardashian had a baby with Blac Chyna. Angela. I don't know her last name. Blac Chyna. They had a baby. And yesterday, Rob Kardashian got on Instagram and absolutely unloaded on Blac Chyna, saying that he has spent about $1 million on her in the last 2 months.
Oh, easy.
She sent him a video of her in their bed that they made their daughter in, kissing another man.
This is the part I heard, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, so that's kind of how it started all. She sent him a video of her kissing another dude in their bed in the house he pays rent for.
Ooh.
So he gets on Instagram and was like, I do all of this for you, and now you're going to disrespect me by sending me a video of you with another man in our bed where we made our daughter. Mm. I've spent so much money on you. The jeweler just came to your house and dropped off $250,000 worth of jewelry. I pay for your Ferrari. I pay for your Lambo that you pretend that you bought yourself.
Lambo!
I paid I paid for your surgery on our anniversary after you had the baby to get your body right. Posts a video of her in the gurney getting wheeled back to go get body surgery.
No way.
Then, so I was down for all of this. I was like, yes, spill the tea, fuck it up, Rob Kardashian, yeah. whatever. Read her for filth, as the kids are saying these days. Then he posts a picture of her butt, bare butt. Then he posts a picture of her bare boobs.
Ooh.
And says, what did he say? Something about her nipples used to be so cute, but after body surgery, they messed them up. And now they're so big. They were really big. Then he posts a picture of
Is
their
this text. All still up?
No. Well, his Instagram's gone now.
Oh, he had to shut it all down.
I think Kris Jenner swooped in and was like, Instagram, get this shit away. Yeah.
Kris Jenner, like, controls stuff that we don't even know about.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think she's the one who did it. Then the real kicker is he sent a screenshot of a text message conversation between the two of them. And he's like, hey, send me a quick pic. I'm trying to come before I get in the shower. Pussy. Just Black China's vagina.
Oh.
What?
Posted on Instagram. So that's where I was like, yo, Rob, you're doing a little bit too much.
You went too far.
That's revenge porn. And I'm pretty sure that's like against the law.
Yeah.
So.
And she's a public figure. So yes. He might really be in.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. But they're equal. They're equal in their public figure status. Like, what the fuck are they?
Yeah, yeah.
You type in Rob.
Oh yeah.
You type in R O and Rob Kardashian comes up in Google.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I saw the one where T.I. came at him and he was like, "You a duck? Like, stop it! Like, you look like a fool." And then Rob came back and was like, "Fuck you! You had a threesome with China and your wife."
I was screaming.
Like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something about, like, and everyone's saying, like, you can't turn a hoe into a housewife, this mm-hmm. and this and this. Rob, you did this to yourself. And Rob's like, I stayed loyal the whole entire time. Mm-hmm. I was loyal. She's been, you know, messing around with dudes this whole entire time. Yeah. Then once his Instagram gets shut down, he gets over on Twitter. He's on Twitter for a while, tweeting different stuff.
Literally, that's the headline I just read. Instagram shut Rob down. Now he's on Twitter.
Yes. So it was wild.
When did he get chunky? When I watched it, he was a teeny tiny little
guy. He's been fat
guy.
For like 5 years.
Yeah, I think it's,
really?
It's been a while. Okay. He's a little chunky monkey.
Yeah. After what's her name? After one of the...
Adrian.
Bayonne.
Yeah.
Is that how you say it?
Yeah. And she got married and then he got bigger.
Yep.
Yeah. She broke his heart.
Absolutely.
Just sad. Absolutely. Loved China as my wife and accepted all the wrongs she did and continued to ride for her and remain loyal. Loyal is capitalized.
Yes.
I was loyal to her. Never did I cheat. Continuing, another tweet. But she couldn't remain loyal and cheated and fucked way too many people. And she got caught. And now this is all happening and it's sad. So according to this sentence, and not to, she fucked too many people.
Oh, too many people.
Too many people.
She did too many people. But you know what?
A couple would have been fine, but...
I guess. I mean, I feel bad. I feel like we've all been there where we've thought about all the things that we would say and do, but we never... maybe we just say it's like some passive-aggressive, you know who you are, motherfucker, tweet or something, but never... Oh, never
posting like pictures of vagines. Well, and part of it too was that the guy that she sent the video of kissing in their bed apparently contacted Rob and was like, I can't pay China's bills, so you and I can get together and flip some cash and like try to get some money out of like all this, or I'm gonna blackmail Black China. So it was like, it was just a whole huge stupid deal. And I know that probably a lot of people listening to this don't care.
No.
But I love celebrity gossip. It's one of my guilty pleasures. I was all over Twitter yesterday. They were just destroying Black China.
Okay. I do not find anything attractive about this Black China.
Oh no, I don't think so either. I mean, it's hard to find something pretty about her.
Right?
I mean, I think she probably used to be pretty and then
I think Kim Kardashian is beautiful. Khloe, the big one. I think they're all
She's not big anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I think Kris is beautiful. I mean,
absolutely.
She's like 2 years older than me. I mean,
when
she's
I had
gorgeous.
My pixie cup, so many people told me I looked like Kris Jenner.
Honestly, I wouldn't be mad about that, though.
No.
You should have gotten some, like, chunky black glasses and sat in front of a computer.
The smoky eyes. Sure, can you give me smoky eyes one time? That'd be fun.
What?
You girls?
She can. She's amazing.
Make up smoky eyes?
I would love to.
Okay, you guys, my favorite thing from all of this Rob Kardashian stuff is when someone noticed that Donald Trump and Rob Kardashian essentially tweeted the exact same thing yesterday. So Donald Trump tweets, trade between China and North Korea grew almost 40% in the last quarter. So much for China working with us, but we had to give it a try. Rob Kardashian's tweet reads, I truly thought China wanted to be a family, and that's why I was so loyal to her. Yep. But I learned my lesson, and everyone else was right.
They learned their lessons. They learned their lessons. They learned from their mistakes.
Thank God.
Yeah, I saw that too. That was so funny.
Oh, my gosh.
What is the deal? And I don't, no matter what, you're Republican or Democratic, but here's my deal, and I've had, I don't know, half a bottle of vodka.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
Hell yeah.
I've always been the president of the United States, I just assume, is smarter than I am. I just assume that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't know.
How do you feel right now?
I don't know if that's the case or not. But I mean, he's the president and he deserves respect and yada yada. My main question, my main problem with him is, what's the deal with his tie?
What's wrong with his tie?
It's so long.
His tie is covering his penis almost. I mean, it is way, you wait. The next time you see a picture,
maybe he has a little penis and he doesn't want any like bulge shots of the fact that he has like a moose knuckle and that's it.
Way long.
I don't know.
Very long.
Way down there.
That's a crazy thing to me. For as much money as he has, you can't get like a good tailor to tailor your suit. All of his suits are so big on him. Like,
maybe
you look
he's
at
lost
Barack
weight.
Obama
well,
and
you know what?
His suits.
I can just see him going, no, this doesn't fit right. I need it. And he dictates how his suits
Yeah, that's
suits
fair.
Fit.
But I think that the way that he dresses, like, he wants his shoulders to look big and broad and he wants his tie to look long because somehow that's like.
Like a phallic,
it's like an optical illusion.
Yeah, it's like a phallic thing.
Maybe
I think that he would be someone that would just be constantly trying to like mind fuck people with stuff like that.
I think it was GQ. I believe it was like in his first 100 days, they made a video and they photoshopped like what Trump would look like if he wore like a modern suit that right, if he had nice hair. Not a fake tan, not that orange.
Right.
Honestly, it looked fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Like, an ill-fitting suit does nothing
for
anybody. Like I was saying, like, Barack Obama, if you do side-by-sides of Barack Obama mm-hmm. with his nice-ass fitting suits, mm-hmm. oof, he is so good-looking.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And then they're trying to do all the, here's the Obamas, their whitewater rafting.
Oh, that's what I said. Did you see the one where
right?
Yeah, you're not going to believe how much the Obamas spent on this vacation. They're private citizens.
They can do whatever the fuck they want.
Yes. They are no longer
so what,
public
right?
The Secret Service still comes with them, just like the Secret Service is with every single former president of the United States of America
that's alive. Yeah.
If I were elected president and took a vacation, uh-huh. I would be photographed burning a $100 bill, lighting a cigar after I'd served my... done my duty for my country.
Is that illegal to burn money?
I think technically it is.
Is it really?
I think it's illegal to put a quarter or a penny or any kind of coin on a railroad track and have a train run over it. Defacing currency is
illegal. I thought it was derailing a train.
Almost.
Unless you're with Harrison Ford, you can't derail a train with currency. I mean,
I've lived behind the railroad tracks for, I don't know, 25 years-ish. And I've tried, and it's never derailed from a coin.
You not flatten them out, though, right?
Flatten them out, yeah.
What's like a half dollar? Dollar?
They make half dollars?
They make half dollars. They make dollar coins, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't they?
What?
Kennedy half dollar in the...
I don't think so. Sacagawea?
Huh?
What?
Yep.
Susan B. Anthony? Dollar?
The eight-sided... I don't know.
I think you're rare. I think you're correct.
Huh?
Yeah.
I think he's right.
Okay. I haven't seen one in a long time, is all I'm saying.
All right. Maybe so.
Speaking of tax dollars.
Uh-oh.
So my mom texted me. No, it's like no big deal. Oh. My mom texted me. My mom, she is a teacher, but she decided this summer she's going to waitress on the side.
Right.
Okay, whatever, girl. Like, get that guapo. So she's waitressing at a country club in like Plymouth / Culver up in northern Indiana.
I think Scott Skiles is from Plymouth or something.
Yes, that is correct. Yeah. That is correct. And so apparently Mike Pence, the vice president of the United States, is up in Culver doing some appearance or was doing an appearance or something this weekend. So my mom had some Secret Service members come in and pay for a meal, and she waited on them. And she texted me and she was like, so if the Secret Service members tip me, are those my tax dollars coming back to me? Like, that is, do they expense those meals and different things? I was I don't know how that works.
I don't know.
I thought that was a cool concept. Not sure how that happens, though.
I don't think Caitlin knows my Mike Pence 1 degree of separation story, does
I
she?
I don't.
Foot and mouth story? Is that
Foot and mouth. So I'm at, I don't want to brag, but I'm backstage at a John Mellencamp concert.
Damn.
At Conseco Fieldhouse. And I'm at the bar, and I'm, of course, having a cocktail. And I'm waiting. I'm waiting for a friend of mine to come and her husband to come by. So I go back, and there's a very nice two couples in the corner, older, well, my age, I guess, in the corner. So when I have a cocktail, I'm very outgoing. So I go back to the
very opposite.
Very opposite of what I normally am. And I look at these. I go, hey, how's it going? Can I borrow your? Because there was another table next to them that only had two chairs, and I knew I was going to
Chick is very good at telling stories.
So I said, can I borrow your chair? And I said, and they said, yeah, sure, go ahead. So I scooted the chair over, and I go, where are you folks from? And they go, Columbus, Indiana. And I go, oh, that's from where, at the time, that's where our governor, Mike Pence, is from, right? Boy, he really stepped on his dick, didn't he? Or this is during the RFRA or whatever.
Yeah.
The thing. And the guy goes, yeah, I guess he did. I'm his brother. And the other one goes, yeah, I guess that would make me his sister-in-law. And I go, oh, I'm sorry. I mean, you know, he's doing a great job as our governor, obviously. And I backpedaled.
Yeah.
But then his brother goes, yeah, I tried to tell him that. I mean, can you imagine having your brother be the governor? But it's just like anything. I mean, you're going to tell him, here's what I'd do if I were governor.
Yeah,
you
know, exactly.
It's your brother,
exactly.
Right? Can you imagine if you were the governor of Indiana and your brother was trying to tell you, no, you should do this, Caitlin. Come on. It's the same thing.
I know, but if I was the governor's brother, I would immediately just be telling people I did not tell him to do that.
Right? Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Even if I did, I would not take the heat.
No.
That's kind of what
I
happened.
Thought when you were telling the story, it was going to be like a close family friend, a neighbor.
No.
No, it was his brother.
His
when
brother.
She will back me up on this. When I put my foot in my mouth, it's up to the knee. Okay.
I gotcha. I mean, like, you don't mess around.
Well, so often he doesn't talk in public or like reach out or even try to make friends with people. So.
That's right.
So when he does,
usually a mistake, and then he realizes why he doesn't do that very often.
Exactly. That's crazy.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. It's absolutely the truth. I wish I could go back and change that, but it's not. But
they were fine. They were nice to you.
They're great people. Well, Mike Pence is a nice man. You know,
you have to.
He's great.
I can look at it like if my brother was governor and he pulled some bullshit like that, I'd be like, yeah, like, come on. If somebody said like your brother really stuck his dick in his mouth, in terms of, is that how he phrased it?
He just mixed up two phrases.
Isn't that what you said?
I said stepped on his dick
and
put my foot in my mouth.
I just made up a new saying.
But
stuck his dick in his
mouth.
From
now on, instead of putting your foot in your mouth, why not put your dick or someone else's in your mouth?
Exactly.
That would signify a much larger mistake.
Or does it?
I mean,
I don't know. I'm just saying it sounds... Never mind. I'm going to stop.
If you like having dicks in your mouth,
I don't. That's what I'm saying.
I have love for you.
Does anybody really?
I don't.
No.
I'm going to say no.
Isn't that just like putting a finger in your mouth, though? Really?
Almost exactly like it.
Only not at all.
Like a big finger?
No.
No.
No?
No.
Or a bigger finger?
No.
No. It's like...
No.
I've got my finger in my mouth right now.
Gross. No, it is not the same.
No.
Okay.
I am going, this is terrible.
Matt just asked me that last night. we're just going to go there, I guess.
No.
He just asked me that last night. He was like, how many other things would you rather do besides give me a blowjob? I said everything on earth.
No kidding.
Like, literally.
Like a genuine hate.
See, but the thing is.
You probably shouldn't. I don't know what you're going to say, but that long sigh.
No, but there's...
He's going to stick his dick in his mouth.
He might.
But there... How do I do this? A friend of mine...
Yeah?
...was in a legal engagement with a lady.
Uh-oh.
And she really, like... There's... If you're in a relationship with someone and if they don't like doing that, there's several ways to go about it where you can still make it seem like you don't mind it that much.
Yeah, absolutely.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
Sure. It's usually alcohol. And but a lot
in,
of it.
But in this case, it was like repugnant to this woman. To,
really?
To do this. Like, to oh, you pee through that. Stuff like that.
Oh, and like she just thought it.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, there's some people that are like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you might not like it, but don't make it that, like, you know. It's a part of men's bodies.
Yeah, men
know?
Are very sensitive about their, yes. their ding-a-lings. You can't talk bad about them like that. That's
as Louis
rude.
C.K. said, that's the best thing in the world. Yeah. I mean, some guys think that.
Absolutely.
So.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, sure.
I don't know.
Really? Mm. Well, you could see why that would be.
Sure, I could see why somebody would, but it's just, I don't, never mind.
But I mean, no, it just gets back to feelings and how you conduct yourself in a relationship and how abrasive.
Well, and that's the other thing, too. Not only do you want us to do that, but you also want us to be like goddamn cheerleaders while we're down there doing it. Like, this is my favorite thing I've ever done.
Yeah.
Girl.
That's
true.
I'm
an actress.
Yes, okay. See? That's exactly right.
I put on a fucking Oscar-worthy performance.
Moaning, the thrashing. Yes, yes.
Oh.
The whole nine.
No,
but
and it's
then
not,
when we're having a conversation about it,
you're
it's
honest,
the last
so like
thing
to...
on earth that I would ever want to do.
But
they're not thinking about that conversation when you're down there, so you don't have to worry about that.
But
you're
the
exactly
important
right.
part is that the guys want to believe you. So even if you put in a little effort, they're going to buy it.
Yes.
You know?
Agreed. Don't you think that this should mirror
take
somehow
the,
your real relationship?
Take the performance the rest of the way, you know?
Yeah. I agree with all this. Yeah. I get down. Yes, I support it. I support it.
I know, but I feel like it, I feel like if you put that much effort into that act, you should probably put as much effort into your real relationship, like pretending other things.
Also support
oh,
that.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, it's a reflection of your entire relationship, how much you want.
Oh, that's probably
put into
true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's probably you very know? True. I didn't think
right.
about that.
Like. I also act like I'm not upset when Matt throws his clothes right next to the laundry hamper uh-huh. and not inside of it.
Inside the laundry hamper.
Acting.
Him and Max are, yeah, that's kind of the same.
Acting. Mm-hmm. Same thing.
I had a lot of misdirected anger when I left the house today, so I, like, walked around the house just, like,
looking
screaming,
for shit to
screaming
yell about.
Stuff, and then slammed the door when I left.
Did it feel good?
Nah, not really. Because I was like, oh, I feel really bad. I hope, well, you know what? I don't feel really bad because I know no one else in the house felt really bad. So never
exactly.
mind.
Exactly. So you're fine. Yeah. You're exactly fine.
And they all knew because I use that term misplaced anger a lot. And they'll be like, it's fine. Yeah. Max
That's
was on the couch. Max was on the couch and I was yelling about a dirty bathroom. He goes, I don't even use that bathroom. And I was like, don't talk while I'm yelling.
That's such a mom thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't even know the concept of misdirected anger or, hey, who are you arguing with? Mm-hmm. I didn't even know that existed.
Until me?
Until you.
Yeah. We were in a fight one time. I looked at him. I go, who the fuck are you yelling at?
I'm like, holy shit.
Because it's not me.
Yeah. Bro. I was like, who are you arguing
I'm
with?
I'm a relationship
like,
behind.
Looking around, I was like,
I was a relationship behind and my mom at the same time.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, you're referencing shit I don't even know about.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, and I was like, oh.
I don't know how we're going to take a break, and I'm going to talk about all the wonderful things about TrueCar.
TrueCar.com?
That's the one.
Oh.
With as much vodka as I've had already. So perhaps.
I believe in you.
She's acting. That's great.
That is good.
Or you really do believe me. I bought it. TrueCar.com. A TrueCar certified dealer. Enjoy a more confident car buying experience if you use TrueCar. And why wouldn't you? You will find the car you want because at TrueCar. 3 million cars have been sold at over 13,000 dealers, with over 700,000 pre-owned vehicles available with an average savings of over $3,000 off the manufacturer's suggested retail price. $3,000. What would you do with $3,000, ladies?
Oh.
Buy a new iPhone?
I might go get a motorcycle. I want a little motorcycle.
Hang on a second. You had a motorcycle.
I know, it's too big.
You had a motorcycle?
She had a beautiful Triumph Bonneville. It was gorgeous.
Bonneville?
Yeah, what did I say?
Bonneville?
Okay.
Go ahead. Why don't you finish that, and we'll tell her about the motorcycle later.
TrueMotorcycle.com. This is TrueCar.com.
TrueCar.com. Let's stick with the cars. If I had $3,000,
yeah,
I would go to TrueCar.com.
Thank you. Once you register with TrueCar.com, you'll see real pricing on actual inventory, competitive pricing offered to you and only you by a TrueCar certified dealer, an actual vehicle on their lot. There's no make-believe car buying at TrueCar.com. All of this actually exists. And remember, 3 million cars sold, 13,000 dealers, 7,000 pre-owned vehicles, an average savings of over $3,000 off the manufacturer's suggested retail price. Go to TrueCar.com. And if anyone says, hello, how can I help you? Say, Chick McGee Show sent me on Podcast One. That would really help us out. Thank you. We'll be back with Caitlin and Jess and No Jeff. It's the No Jeff Show on the Chick McGee Show on Podcast One. Da-da-da-da! We're back on the Chick McGee Show, and I need to tell you about the television show. Alone! It's back! Any of you have been alone for an extended period of time?
Oh, my God.
For the fourth season, Alone is back. But this time, the rules are changed. On the History Channel, 10 hardcore survivalists will be dropped into the unforgiving wilderness. That's where the similarities with the previous seasons have ended. 10 participants comprised of 5 competing teams of 2 each. That's right. Thank you, Caitlin, for paying attention. Brothers, fathers, sons, married couple. They all have unbreakable bonds. The competitors split apart and are dropped off as individuals equipped with their 10 items, 5 each. In order to win the game, they must mobilize, find each other, survive on the island together longer than the other competing pairs. Extreme conditions. Alone. Thursdays at 10, 9 Central on the History Channel. It's called Alone. Of course, mountain dwellers, you're on your own. Could you do that? Be alone? You and Matt alone surviving in a wilderness with just your 5 personal items. Let's say a toothbrush, a hairbrush.
A shank.
A shank in case things got bad.
No, we couldn't do that.
And they give you a video camera, though. And you're supposed to video camera
really?
Video yourself.
I'd take a really sharp knife.
Sure. You guys don't want to get me talking about this.
Something for fire.
Life.
I would need sunscreen.
Really?
I burn very easily. If I get burnt day one, game over.
I don't think I've ever been sunburned.
Aren't you part Native American?
Yes, and Nigerian/Cameroonian.
I don't believe that.
I know the Cameroon national anthem. Oh, Cameroon.
It's almost like he did the same exact thing 2 episodes ago.
God for... Did I?
Mm-hmm, yeah. I think so.
This is not a repeat. It's a brand new show. Jeff is not here. Say hello, Jeff.
Nope.
Told ya.
Nothing.
I didn't know there was a podcast today.
And he didn't respond to the group text. No, he texted Caitlin on the low and said, nobody told
me
there was
a
podcast today.
He did respond to Caitlin on the down low.
Yes. I was just trying to
shitty. My boy can't be shitty like that. Or was
he wasn't
being polite?
Shitty. I think he was
polite?
Really going,
oh shit.
Oh shit. Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't
I think
he's
that's
being shitty.
All right.
I called him a sass. It's all good. We're all Gucci. He'll be back today. He'll be fine. He's had a long week.
He has.
Poor kid.
Do you know how long it took me to realize that 2 people could argue and disagree
and not want to get divorced
and not want to get divorced, and more importantly, 2 not want ever not want to kill the other person and not see the other person ever again for as long
or
as
move out, or
move out.
Yeah.
Or
like there's no such thing. The arguments are
arguments
passing.
Are arguments,
it's okay.
And it's not the end of the world. And
they're isolated. Well, unless you're fighting with Chick, because then everything comes up.
And everything is the end of the world, and everything's fair game. You remember that time back in?
Mm-hmm. It's like a Rolodex.
Anyway, are you aware of a television show called Life Below Zero?
Oh my gosh,
no!
It's these people who live in Alaska and above the Arctic Circle, and they
on purpose.
Yes, and they kill. They hunt moose and bear, and
they eat them.
Yeah.
And then use
but
their...
they use the entire animal.
Yeah. They
I
use
bet.
The entire yeah. animal. Like they make a back scratcher out of the paws.
No, they
and,
don't.
Are they native to that area, or did
one
they move
family
there?
Is one family lives in Nunavik, anyway, somewhere, some sort of. I want to say Eskimo, but that's not the proper
I know because I was going to ask, like, what yeah.
they're native
is their
Americans,
ethnicity?
They're. They're native to that area,
yeah.
So they're native.
I wonder what
Alaskans,
they look like. Do they look kind of?
They look Native American.
Do
yeah,
they?
I guess is that? No,
I
they...
thought that they kind of. Do they look Native American or like Pacific American?
Yeah.
Maybe Pacific American.
Yeah,
that's
I think,
even better.
Yeah, I think
yes,
that's right.
That's a good way to put it.
That might be even less hurtful. Thank you. Where I was going.
So it's your new favorite show.
It's my new favorite show called Life Below Zero. I've just finished the first season, and there's like
you mean your second favorite show after Alone?
Yes, Alone on the History Channel, Thursday nights at 10, 9 Central. Mm-hmm. Mountain, you're on your own. But there's this lady who lives at this, it's called Kavik. Like it's almost 200 miles from the Arctic Circle. It's really cool when you think about it. She lives so far north that if she goes like 10 or 15 miles up the road, she starts going south.
Wow. That's weird.
Top of the fucking world is where this
that's
woman
so
lives.
Crazy.
That,
yeah.
Oh, that's
by
just
herself?
Like, ooh.
Yeah.
She lives alone?
Eight months out of the year, she's all by herself.
Why?
Susan. I'm guessing because no one else wants to be around her. But other than
that. Is
that
true, you think?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. She's very independent, fiercely independent. And
she probably wants to be alone.
Yeah.
She can't deal with other people's bullshit.
She's a grandmother. And
her family comes and visits her
the
other.
She has a family. Yeah. Well,
where do they live?
I've only watched the first season, but there's been no family show up so far. So I don't know what that means. But she runs a camp where and a fly-in. Bush pilots come in
yeah.
and get refueled, and she just shot a bear on this last
I texted you the other day, and I was like, have you ever seen Eat, Pray, Love? And he was like, no, but I'm watching.
Almost the same thing.
Yeah. Mm, he was like, I heard it's really good. Yeah. Javier Bardem. Yeah, yeah. That sounds great. But listen, these people live in Alaska.
They live in Alaska, and they're... Yeah. So this one native... person to the area, a wife, her name's Agnes, married to Chip, the Hailstones.
Wow, that's a lot of name.
They, Agnes and Chip Hailstone.
Mm-hmm. That sounds fake.
And they live in Norvik, or I'm not getting that right.
It's okay.
But they were fishing, and they caught a salmon, a lady salmon that was spawning that had eggs. And the lady, the native, pulled the fish off the hook, squeezed the eggs from... into her mouth and said, oh, that's delicious. That's the best protein and fat you could ever. And her husband, who's, I guess.
Not crazy?
American. We go, that's my crazy Eskimo wife or whatever.
What?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's a delicacy. Salmon eggs and. I get, well, it's like caviar.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
yeah. I knew it was like caviar, but
roe fish eggs. I mean, that's what it is. But
where
right,
do
I'm
they
just
squeeze out of?
Don't
they have like a little pouch that they keep them in?
Her
V
hole, I guess.
The fish V hole.
The salmon V hole,
or as I like to say it, in among mature adults, the FVH, the fish V hole.
There you go. What do you think that smells like?
Well, it's going to smell like fish, obviously.
Or is it the
what
opposite?
What if
it smells like a human?
Oh, my God! You just blew everyone's mind.
That's what I was thinking. That's so funny.
I hate us.
Yeah. You guys are... You guys are supposed to be acting like girls, not like guys, okay?
Sorry. Yeah, so I don't, yeah.
No, so it's a fascinating. Like, they're, the Yukon River froze, and then it thawed, and this family was going to lose their house because of the flood in 2009, and they had to move the dogs.
That might sound like something I could watch. It's a rainy day. I might tune in.
I just started watching Claws.
Ooh.
On TNT.
Oh!
Claws?
Yes. Do you love like it? I don't know. I haven't watched it.
Santa Claus?
No. One episode in Claws.
Nails. Like, fingernail salon.
Are you kidding me? This reminds me of the time I watched...
Is it Nene...
what's her name?
From Atlanta?
Know. No.
Housewives of Atlanta?
Not Nene Leakes.
I know, because I was going to say the same thing. I'm like, no.
No.
Wrong black woman.
Do you remember when I caught such a ration of shit from you because I was watching the TV series about the suntan place?
Like oh, yeah. But tanning, that was a long time ago. Suntan.
Like Suntan City or no. Sundan? Sunset City?
It was the one in California. And that was like... And I think that that's kind of what spawned the Kardashian show, because it was before that, but they go to the Kardashians' mansion and give them a spray tan.
That was the big episode.
And it turned them into that.
And Paris Hilton wanted
Nicole,
to come in and get a spray
Richie,
tan.
Yeah, all of them.
That was a two-parter on Suntan.
And those twins
City
were so dumb, but you thought they were just cute as a button.
They were not dumb. They were lovely human beings. First of all,
oh my God, you're a dirtbag.
Secondly, you could probably
easy
talk them into
anything. You are such a dirty man right now. What is wrong with you?
I low-key support it. Whatever.
And they'd probably be really enthusiastic about it.
Oh
exactly.
My God, they'd be so happy. You give them a bottle of Dom, and they'd be so happy. It'd be just like, woo! I can't believe it. Okay.
Not Nene Leakes, Niecy Nash.
Oh, Niecy's great.
Yeah, she's
was
wonderful.
On Reno 911.
Yeah, she's wonderful.
Yeah, so it's her. She's the main HBIC, as the kids like to call it.
Yeah.
And she runs like this nail salon, and then she gets into this like money laundering scheme.
Right.
And then...
And doesn't she date this white guy that's kind of a douchebag?
Yes.
Okay. Wait, is this like a reality show?
Or? No, it's scripted.
She stopped being an actress and opened a nail salon.
For a reality show.
First of all, I know I've had enough vodka. I said reality show?
Love that. No, it's good. Karrueche Tran's in it, too.
Who?
Karrueche. She used to date Chris Brown. She's real cute.
She?
Real cute.
She ain't you.
He loves that song.
Chris Brown.
Do I know that song?
Yeah, it's the... He's going to find it now. It's actually Michael Jackson's... help me.
Human Nature
under the She Ain't You, Chris Brown. It's really good.
I honestly don't know if I've ever heard this.
Oh, you have.
I think you have.
I probably have.
It was hot for like 2 weeks.
So like recently?
No. Probably right after Michael died. It's a good song.
I know this song. I got it.
You make it hard for me to see somebody. It's an awful, hideous song about him cheating. It's just about the sex. Yeah, it wasn't you, but... No, not this way. But you don't understand me, girl. She touches me. She touches me. I wish they were your hands.
I'm still going to cheat on you, but I'm going to wish it was you.
Yeah, sure. Jesus Christ. And whoever went, oh, he wished it was me.
I bet there are women that do that, though.
Yeah. All I want is you when I'm with her. But if you ain't around.
Well, maybe he's not cheating on her. Maybe she's with somebody else.
Oh, plot twist.
You just blew my mind. Can I tell you a story? My daughter she'll be 24. Mm-hmm. And we played that song a couple years ago. I don't wear. And she's, oh, God, I love this song. And I go, you know, that's Human Nature by Michael Jackson. She goes, what? What are you talking
under
about?
Under it, yeah.
And I played Human Nature, and she's, is nothing original? And she had no idea.
Mm-hmm. I want you to look up a song.
You have one?
Called Wild Thoughts,
Wild
Rihanna.
Thoughts, Wild Thoughts, Rihanna.
And it is, underneath it is a Santana song, Maria Maria.
Oh, yeah. Is it
listen
really?
To this. Listen to this.
Okay.
You're
okay.
going to love it. Okay. There's probably going to be an ad also, so maybe we need to keep talking over this. It's off DJ Khaled's new album, the Summer Bop album I was telling
yes,
you guys about.
Yes, yes, yes.
Wild Thoughts.
It's T-H-O-T-S, not thoughts like in your brain, babe.
Got it.
Is okay, it?
No, it's T-H-O-U-G-T-H.
Oh, I thought you were saying thoughts.
Matt thought the same thing.
Oh. That all over there.
Oh,
no,
somebody.
I thought that's what it was.
Somebody just out-hipped themselves
no,
from...
No, I just thought so it was. Funny. I told Matt, hey, can you put on Wild Thoughts the other day? And he put on Wild T-H-O-T-S.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just a great Santana song. What? Maria Maria.
Maria Maria, yeah. Did she say that? No, you wanna see me naked, naked, naked. I love this. I love this cover.
I follow that baby on Instagram. Assad Calvin.
Yes. I think he's cooler than
Dad.
Dad. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I love her. Her nipples are showing this entire video.
Is it? She's got so a great hot. Body. So she's hot. A little thick right now. She's looking is. Good.
Damn!
I feel like we may have,
did what?
Violated some legal order to play Chris Brown back after, or, like, right
maybe.
Before.
Yeah, they,
maybe
they, a little they bit. They had a dust-up that they would have said in the Old West, right?
They did. They did.
Yeah, so nothing's original anymore. I would have never known that, but mm-hmm. everyone in the comments is like, this is Maria Maria.
I think I was singing a mashup on my Instagram stories last night. It was Shaggy
you were.
And Janet Jackson.
You
yeah.
were. It was adorable.
We were in the Meyer parking lot, and I was like, we're not getting out of this car until this song's over.
What was the name of it?
That's a really good song.
It was
song.
The Shaggy Janet song.
Yeah, Shaggy and Janet Jackson. I love that song. I love Janet Jackson.
Miss Jackson.
She's about to leave her man.
Is she really? Isn't she? Is she still pregnant? Or did she?
No, she had that baby. That's the thing. Had to stay married for 5 years and get him a kid. And she got crazy money if she fulfilled those two things.
I'm
and
sorry.
So, like,
whoa, 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 whoa. According to like
the prenuptial
him?
Agreement. Yeah. A Middle Eastern man, businessman. And so in their prenup, she had to be married for 5 years and then bore him a child. And I think the baby was 3 months old and she was like, peace. And got some crazy amount of money. This is not it.
I don't know what this is. I'm loving these dancers.
It's Paula Abdul and Miss Jackson, if you're nasty.
She was a dancer.
I've got everything here by Janet. Girls.
Love me, love me. L-U-V. Love me, love me is the name of the song.
Okay.
Okay, we're no, please don't.
This is a story about control. She's talking about control.
I know what she's doing.
Do you know what she's control doing?
We have at our house we have the design of a decade. I'll wait till the song comes. And this time I'm
gonna do it my she's way. Talking, hang
he
on.
He makes me nuts when he does this. We have the design of a decade. DVD, and it's all of the videos from that decade of Janet Jackson, and it's so sweet because when I was in high school, I would watch it and try to memorize the dances.
Yes,
and now Addie does it, and it's really cute.
Obsessed. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Funky. I don't know.
Okay. It's Love Me, Love Me, Shaggy.
Featuring Janet Jackson.
Give a little bit of that, a little bit of this, let them know. Oh, hang on.
Damn.
Give a little bit of that, a little bit of this, let them know, yeah. Shaggy. Shaggy.
There's that laugh. Lover, lover.
Wait, this is a sample of something.
Is it?
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure it is. Shaggy. DJ. Oh, fun part.
I was like, wait, what's going on? You sounded great. Very on pitch. Mr. Lover. Mr. Lover. The man
to make moist and wet. The man allowed to make you moan and sweat. Yeah, he said moist and wet, moan and sweat.
Moist and wet, moan and sweat. Sweet
succulents and fine.
I keep wanting to come in.
I know. It's such a good
That's
hook.
One of those things where they moist and wet, moan and sweat. Motherfucker, that rhymes. Hang on.
Oh, you think that's what happened?
I love the way you're Absolutely. Moving all the way you design. Oh. You're on the lights from my mind. Forget that corny line. Now let me hit you off now with this question.
Is this his biggest hit, Shaggy's biggest hit?
No, he has another one that's bigger. It's also about cheating. you remember that song?
Yep.
Love that.
Those drums, that's from something. That's gorgeous.
Janet's gonna call us.
She wants more money.
She's got money to share. She can call us. Right?
She can hand out some dollars for.
How do you remember that? It's like banging on the floor. Do you remember
Sama
that?
Banging on the counter.
It wasn't me.
Was it Sama me? Kissing on the
was
sofa.
Was it me by Shaggy? It wasn't me. That was it.
It wasn't me kissing on the sofa.
Yeah,
she even caught me on camera.
Yeah,
wasn't me.
It's about him getting caught cheating.
All right, what's the name of that one?
It wasn't me.
It was something,
wasn't something
me.
That I told her.
Yeah.
Saw the marks on my shoulder.
That was exactly it.
That's Isn't so one funny. Of the lines something about the girl walked in there banging on the bathroom floor?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, this song is so good.
What do you want, man? You made her catch you? Did it catch you?
How I let this happen? The girl next door, you know? I don't know what to do.
Said it wasn't you.
It wasn't you.
Honey came in and she told me red-handed, creeping with the girl next door.
There it is.
Picture this, we were both butt naked, banging on the bathroom floor.
I'd given her an extra key.
Yeah. She never took her eyes off me.
That's exactly the word.
Before she turn into a killer. Just review the situation that you call the pinna. To be a true player, you have to know how to play.
This is, do you guys want to feel old?
What?
17 years ago.
No way.
2000.
Oh my God. Oh, I was a senior in high school. I was 7?
It wasn't.
And I know all the words to this song. Where was your mother?
On the bathroom floor.
Wasn't me.
Heard the words that I told her.
Wasn't me.
Heard the screams getting louder.
Wasn't me.
She said I'm really was over. Honey came in and she got me red-handed, creeping with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both butt naked, banging on the bathroom
floor. Oh my God!
Butt naked, banging on the bathroom floor. What would you do if you walked in and your man was banging another girl on the bathroom floor? I'd
Holy
rip them apart
my.
And whoop some ass. Nobody else?
Yeah, probably. I'd be upset.
I feel like that would be a Jess move, too. You and I are equally just, like, crazy like that.
What?
Like, if we walked in and our man was banging some girl on the bathroom floor, we would just go psycho.
I don't. I play it cool on podcasts, but...
We're crazy.
Oh, my
Girl,
God.
Girl, we're crazy.
Like... Jealousy is my ugliest but strongest trait. And it's bad. Like, it's like there's a part of me that comes out. Like, I think that a stranger could smack my child and I'd be like, they probably had it coming. A girl is with my man, I'd be like, I'm gonna kill a bitch.
Literally. No, yeah. I totally agree.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just an odd thing. I don't know. And I don't think it's very territorial. Mm-hmm. I don't think I lack confidence. I think it's just like find your fucking own.
Back up.
Yeah.
I think I agree with that. Yeah. Same sort of concept.
Yeah. I think so.
I think that's how it works.
Yeah. Are you a jealous guy?
Me?
Yeah.
No, of course not.
What are you looking for?
I know, I was wondering the same thing.
What are you
thing?
Doing? You're just over there on your iPad? Are you playing Bejeweled?
I'm playing Bejeweled. I'm trying to find a song that will put me back in a normal mood after I've been shaggy.
Baby, it's cold. Oh, that's a good song.
Steve Earle, baby. He's got a new album out. And
yeah.
I've been trying to like it, but it's a little too country for me.
Oh, then I might like it. Taking whatever
we get. This guy's in prison. He was on heroin.
He's in prison?
He was. Oh.
It's very Tom Petty.
Yes. Tom Petty, Steve Earle.
Who was first?
Steve Earle.
Are you sure?
No. Uh-oh. It's a great song.
Maybe you should have a podcast where you just play music.
I feel like that's the last couple of men.
No.
I support it.
I mean, I appreciate it, but he always plays this song for about a minute and a half too long. Like, we'd have been good with about 25 seconds, and he just keeps like, yeah!
No,
he loves it.
You guys go
Maybe
ahead.
Maybe you were a DJ in your past life, or your next life.
Or
Maybe
this
you'll be
life.
A DJ.
Or this life.
or this life. One.
That was my dream. I tell everybody who will ask me, how did you? Well, I wanted to sit in a room by myself mm-hmm. and play music and have other people enjoy it.
Love that.
And then I met Tom Griswold.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to share this real quick because I have a lot of people asking me about Addie and James.
Yes. Is her dog. Right?
Yeah. Addie and I were just on the news yesterday.
And what is the official term for a dog that helps someone in Addie's position?
We call it a seizure service dog.
Okay.
Is what, and I think that's what will probably read on his vest.
Lots and lots of special training required.
Yeah,
for the dog.
Yeah. So we found a training facility in Florida, in Palm City, Florida. Actually, it's called Canines for Hope, and Addie and I traveled down there actually a year ago right mm-hmm. now.
A
year ago traveled down there. And I want to remind everybody that in any other circumstances where families have to help raise the money or they have to go through a nonprofit and get their dog, it can take 18 to 24 months to get your dog.
But so we were very fortunate because
yes.
we had the GoFundMe
We had the GoFundMe and raise the money and that yep. and we did all that. And when we chose our dog, we were under the impression that we were getting that dog in January.
That Addie had already met and more or less.
And chose that dog, yes.
Not bonded with, but made friends with initially.
Right. Yeah. I always said that dog chose Addie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he knew Addie's temperament and came to her. Well, that dog, unfortunately, from what the trainer told us, had to be put down because of hip dysplasia or some kind of degenerative bone disorder in his hips. He wasn't able to be mobile. So obviously he wouldn't be a good service dog. Mm. I don't know when and if that ever happened. I don't really want to know. So we chose another dog via emails and texts and pictures and videos of other dogs that they had at Canines for Hope. And we're under the impression that we were going to get that dog in July. And now it is July. And the communication has slowed tremendously from the training facility, and obviously that would leave us with a really sick feeling in our gut,
uncomfortable,
yeah, and concerned
feeling.
And the biggest concern is that our school is prepared. They've sent out the email to all the parents and let them know that Addie Hooker is coming with a
dog.
Service dog
yes.
on when school starts at the end of July. So I'm not. That's my biggest thing, is that Addie's been through so much that it's just like, please, let's not make her wait anymore. Can we please?
Because
just have
every
the dog?
Day now, and she doesn't. She's 11 years old for starters,
yeah.
And secondly, she doesn't really understand. I mean, simply put, where's my dog?
Yeah, right? and so now we're at the point now where she's crying every day and fearful that she's not going to have her dog when school starts. And Addie has to. This is a little girl who has to have seizures daily in front of her entire class. Okay, so it's just like she's been through enough, and she doesn't have a whole lot of friends, to be honest. I just thought about that the other day. We don't have play dates. We don't have, you know, she doesn't have friends in the neighborhood she can run around with. She's so restricted on everything that she does that this dog is not just a service animal to us. This is going to be Addie's companion and friend, and hopefully open some doors for her to be more social and have those experiences.
Right.
And so every day that we don't have the dog or we don't hear from the trainer It's heart-wrenching. It sucks. It's really, really hard. And so
it's puzzling and it's troubling and
it's a lot of things, and there's a lot of emotions tied into it.
You want to think the best of people.
Yes, you do. And that's what I'm doing. I'm not sending anybody any ill will, but so I'm asking everybody to just send some good vibes down there to James and his trainer, and let's say a big prayer together that he is here by July 31st when school starts.
Amen, sister.
Amen. Amen. So.
Yeah, that does suck. Yeah.
But we'll get there. It'll work out. There's so many people that love Addie and contributed to this that I know that just bottling up all that good energy towards her, that right. It'll happen. It'll be fine. You guys, I don't want to say that this may have been the best podcast we've ever done.
But there was something different.
I had so much fun.
There was something fresh about it. There was the air
something
smelled
was
better. Yeah, the food tasted better. The drinks were more quenching. Speaking of drinks, we just get out of July 4th.
Yeah.
A big weekend coming up.
Mm-hmm.
The weekend after July 4th.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have any drink suggestions?
No, but Caitlin, I woke up to a text from Caitlin the other day.
An umbrella in it that you could have this weekend, or with a big banana in it, looks like a dick coming out of it, something like that?
That's been the theme, hasn't it?
I don't know.
It feels like it. The theme of this podcast, the dick podcast.
I'm just confused. Why is this a big weekend coming up?
I'm trying to justify
his alcohol
for
intake.
The fourth weekend in a row that I'll be overserved by my own hand. Caitlin, can you help
it.
A brother out?
I support it. It's okay.
Oh, you support it. Okay.
Yeah. I cracked open my bottle of Chick's vodka.
I know. I
on
saw
the 4th
you
of
on
July.
The the Instagram and the. I was going to repost the Instagram and stuff. Is that cool?
Repost, baby.
Repost everything? Okay, good.
It was delicious.
It is good.
It's not bad, right?
I really liked it.
Smooth and sweet, just like your mom.
I know. I thought that was funny. Yeah. I've had a lot of margaritas lately. I found a really good organic margarita mix.
An organic margarita mix.
Mm-hmm. I saw.
And an organic tequila to go with it.
Mm. Look at you, girl.
What's the organic? Anything better than Don Julio in the history of the world?
Yeah, I think it's called Uno. I don't know. I'll have to look
it up. What about Las Palmas or whatever the name of
that one.
I don't know that one.
Clooney's
either.
Vodka.
Resposado?
Amigo. Casa Amigo.
Yep.
Casa Amigo.
What's Resposado?
Remember we talked about it. It's Blanco.
From least to best?
Yes. Okay. Blanco, Resposado, Añejo.
Yes.
And that's all how long they were, whatever they do.
Sucked
with
on by the worm.
I don't know.
Or we suck
the
worm.
Have you ever had a bottle of tequila with a worm in it?
I haven't, but they say.
No, and I don't know why I haven't, but I should have.
Can you buy them at a regular liquor store?
That might be on my bucket list.
I think you have to get them.
You should drink this weekend.
I think.
Yes. Including the worm.
You should go to Mexico to do that, I think.
But isn't there something about the worm that means
something?
Well,
the worm's drunk, too. I mean, he's lived in
no,
the bottle
worm
of tequila
means
for the
means
is it
something.
Alive?
No, it's not alive.
It started out alive.
And then it drank itself to death.
Well.
And isn't it if you drink the worm, like you're supposed to get like more hammered?
Uh-huh, and you bite the worm and you show everybody and then you swallow it.
Well, there's something. There's a toe, too.
Oh, it's not Uno. It's Trace. It's the organic vodka that I drink is
yes.
Salsa Trace.
Wait a minute. Chick's vodka is organic.
I mean tequila, sorry.
Human beings make my vodka. That makes it organic.
Yeah, but this is organic agave plants is what it is.
Oh, all right.
Would organic vodka be organic potatoes?
Are you drinking? I haven't told
you. I'm not. This is water. I'm just a mess.
Organic. There's organic vodka, sure. Yeah, it would be potatoes or corn, right?
What is gluten? Can you illuminate that for me, either of you?
I feel like it's a byproduct of...
Wheat?
Wheat.
There's some sort of wheat going on there, but I know vodka just naturally appears as gluten-free, so they make a big deal out of it.
You can also buy special gluten-free beers.
Yep.
Tequila gluten-free, too, or do you have to buy gluten-free tequila?
No, I think tequila is gluten-free.
Because we made a paleo margarita.
That
was
gluten-free. Yeah.
So it was just tequila, a bunch of limes, and club soda.
Right.
That's called a NorCal margarita.
Mm-hmm.
A what?
NorCal, like Northern California, huh. I guess.
NorCal. It's gluten is a general name for the proteins found in wheat. That's all I got.
I think I might have
a gluten intolerance. That means you have celiac disease.
I think I might have that.
You have celiac disease?
My nose runs for no reason.
Not when you eat bread?
Or just all the time?
Maybe you have a deviated septum.
It runs. I don't have any septum.
What?
He doesn't have a septum in his nose. Nothing between. Nothing
like
between his
like
nose.
Like if I put my fingers in your nose
you could
and
take
I go,
it out. Boop, boop, boop. Yep, you could do this. You could hook his nose.
You don't.
No,
want,
you can't.
You
yes,
don't
can.
Want me to do this.
No. Yes.
You don't
yeah,
want
don't
me
look,
to do this.
Don't look at
I will
it.
Show you. Do you want me to show you?
I don't
want to
see it.
I want to see it. What can you stick
Are
in
you
it? Oh my gosh.
I will put this in this nostril.
No, don't hurt yourself. That looks
Yeah, don't
big.
Hurt. Yeah,
and
that
it
looks.
We'll push out this side. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
No.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that gross?
I don't know.
Were you born like that?
I don't know of a time when I had a middle part. To my nose. And a lot of people say, well, that's from
cocaine use.
Too much cocaine. That's why your septum's going. And it's like, no, I've never
Mine
really.
Mine is all the way up there, I feel it.
Yeah. Yeah. I just, I my fingers worse. Are up in my nostrils.
All
right
in
now.
My nose.
Up
hole.
In there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. I cooked with garlic this morning and you could all over my
Wait
nose.
Wait a minute. Hold it. And now, quotes from an Italian homemaker.
Like, yeah. Mind
I
you, we
cooked,
got here at noon.
I know. Cooked with garlic this morning.
I did. I make, so Max is going vegan, and so we do.
I yes. applaud I that young man.
I know. He said,
he's the coolest guy I know, and he's 13.
I need a reset. And I was like, shut up. and I was like, here's an idea. Quit drinking Diet Dr. Pepper. That'll reset you. But we've been doing different breakfast, he likes savory food in the morning, mm-hmm. not fruit.
Okay.
And so like a scramble, but instead it's like this morning was potatoes, yellow peppers, red onion, kale, garlic, and jalapenos.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. All chopped up and I put it in the iron skillet, fried up.
I really like
crispy.
Potatoes and zucchini.
Oh, okay.
Zucchini's
we'll try
in
that
there,
one too.
But you have to be careful. You have to add the zucchini later because yeah. you don't want to get real soft.
I like any yeah. vegetable that's penis shaped.
Oh, yes.
You don't? You don't like cucumbers?
Oh, I do.
Oh, you do?
Those are my favorite.
You like cucumbers?
Yep.
You don't like celery?
Celery's penis-shaped.
But you don't like it.
No, I don't like celery. It's bitter. To me, it tastes bitter.
Celery's my
very,
most favorite.
Very, very bitter.
That, honestly, that might be a thing. You know how with, what do you put in guacamole? Cilantro.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes to some people, cilantro tastes like soap.
Perfume.
I don't care
yeah, perfume.
Cilantro.
I
don't I
have love
any cilantro.
Yeah, I do too. I put it on a lot of stuff.
I made Mexican street corn the other day, and my family doesn't like cilantro, so I had to use dill, and it tasted like poo.
Ugh.
That's gross.
You should have put some.
Or that.
You know, sometimes when you go in to California, there's too much lime. And guacamole, and it's
oh the lime juice
objectionable.
Oh, I feel like I need some guacamole now.
Incredibly. Awful.
Did I tell you guys about the guacamole I got at the farmer's market last week?
Was it good?
Oh my!
Is this the Wednesday farmer's market?
Yes,
downtown.
Mm-hmm. downtown. Oh my gosh!
Where is the Wednesday's farmer's market downtown? It's on Market
Street. It's in market. Front of City Market. It's right there
South.
On Market Street,
and
yeah.
it's outside. Right?
Yep. It's so
go.
Good.
People should go.
When the corn's ready, they grill corn. And dump it in butter, and you just walk around the
Are you guys going to do the Sunday thing with the dairy people on the 14th?
It's Friday, and yes.
Next
the 14th.
Next
I'm
Friday
signed
the
14th. Up. I'm signed up. 1:30 to 2.
And what's the official title?
I'm a celebrity ice cream scooper, bitch. Okay.
Downtown
on
the circle.
It's the ice cream social on the circle.
The ice cream social. That's
yeah,
what
the ice
it
cream
is.
Social.
Yeah, that's what, I get that and the strawberry.
Oh, that's already gone. That's over.
That happened.
Yeah, over. Yeah.
Well, and I'm worried. I'm not sure if Jeff is going to be there or not yet. He's not. He's
well.
His
you know
schedule
what?
Is very wonky.
As far as Jeff is concerned, whenever he shows up, that's the time he's supposed to be there.
That's
yeah.
fine.
Yeah.
He has another very important job.
Absolutely. Very taxing. On
Isn't
his
that right, Jeff?
I like how you looked at his chair.
Well, and I'm worried. I told Jeff and I were FaceTiming the other day, and I was like, if you show up to this shit, because the woman, Jenny, who runs
uh-huh.
it, She was like, hey, I'll make sure you and Jeff are on the same shift. And I'm like, Jeff's going to show up to this shit. First of all, I'm not really a celebrity, so no one's going to know who I am anyway.
That's not
Throw
true.
Jeff Vibbert next to me, and I'm going to look like a dumbass.
No, that's not true. You'll always be surprised the people that will come down, and they work downtown, and they'll seek you out. And then you're working, what's your shift?
1:30 to 2.
When we
on
did,
July 14th.
Yes, next Friday.
When
next
we
Friday.
Did the off-the-air podcast.
Well, maybe Chick and I and the kids will come down and see you.
Honestly. I'm going to be in Austin, Texas.
You'll be in Austin, Texas. Okay,
with
the
my
kids
best
and I
friend,
will come and see you.
With my best friend, Bob Schneider. But you, I am surprised when I'm out. And keep in mind, I'm an Indianapolis...
Media darling.
Media darling, dare I say legend.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Apparently you dare.
Damn.
I go out all the time, and without 9 out of 10 people I meet now, hey, Chick, nice to meet you. I love the podcast.
Wow, that's awesome.
It's really... this is from the Off the Air podcast. This is from What the Hell Ever This Is. It's a whole thing. It's wonderful.
Whatever's going on here.
Whatever's going on here. It's great.
Yeah,
and
that's awesome.
She never believes me, but it's the truth. You'll believe me. Why would I lie to you? I barely know you, Caitlin.
That's exactly what he would lie to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. Maybe Jeff and I will have different shifts. Maybe he won't even be able to come.
Yeah,
who
I think
knows?
He's supposed to leave again, go somewhere else out of town,
he
right?
He is going to Colorado, I believe.
Oh, but that's for his own vacation.
Yes, that's
to
his own shit.
His
to,
own personal private vacation.
To Honk's Crush... Crush
Huff Dank no. And Crush Puss.
Crush Puss and Huff Some Dank. That's what that's
he kept mixing two words together.
I know.
And I really loved it.
Weekend. Mm-hmm.
Okay, this has been fun, guys. I gotta go.
Right now?
Yeah. Bye.
Wow, that really sounds definitive.
Do we have a specific song we leave to?
The well, same yeah, song we come to.
The, oh, is it?
I mean arrive, open the show. I don't know.
I thought we did, but I wasn't sure.
Let's do this.
ding, wait a minute. Ding, stop ding. It. I'm not nearly ready.
I'm sorry. Well, we can keep talking. I didn't know.
I don't know what else we're supposed to talk about.
I don't know. Is this podcast coming out today?
What is today?
I don't know.
I'm going to say next Monday or Tuesday it'll be out.
Ooh, why?
Well, because Jeff throws it up on the bird.
But he'll be here tonight. He can do it when he comes and picks up Nora.
No. That's definitely a possibility.
Maybe Jeff should teach you and I how to do this, too. Just in cases.
Mm-hmm.
Just in cases. That's probably a good, good idea. That would be... Thank you for listening to the Chick McGee Show. That's Caitlin Kopetsky. She's on social media at KKopetsky. Sound it out. What am I, your mother? And the Jess Expo on Twitter. And where she doesn't follow me. And
I don't follow you on Twitter anymore.
Jess Hooker _ on Instagram.
What'd you do?
I don't know. I fucked up again. And this is Bob Schneider, July 14th at Antone's. I'll be the drunk old guy in the front row. The Chick McGee Show on Podcast One.
Good night, everybody! Shit to say and it sounds so good. You wanna write it down so when you're back in the hood, you can check back with it as you hit the pot, make sweet love to it all night. Up in the mud house, over in the club, y'all, we getting crumb, bling, bling, got some love for you. Ass moving so fast, can't think. The big buzz bouncing up on the sink. I wish you was here, but I can't be sure. The night's all black and everything's a blur. I got my jacket on, smoking, looking like juice. Honey on my table, and shit's all you say.
all guys my phone. Hey, hey, hey. Ain't got nobody, baby. I can call my shawty. Ain't got no dough. All guys my phone. Hey, baby. Ain't got nobody, baby. I can call my shawty.
Earn 4x gas reward points during the Safeway Anniversary Sale. Look for the shelf tags for the participating items and get great anniversary prices and earn gas reward points too. This week, shop with your club card and pick up Gatorade 8-pack 20-ounce selected varieties 2 for $9 plus CRV. And Lay's potato chips 7.75 to 8 ounces 2 for $5. Maximum gas reward at participating Chevron or Texaco stations is 20 cents per gallon and $1 per gallon at Safeway stations in a single fill-up up to 25 gallons. Other restrictions, limitations, and exclusions apply. See complete details at Safeway.com.
Virginia buries its dead. I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe is talking about President Trump's response to the violence in Charlottesville over the weekend at a white supremacist rally.
Those remarks are dividing people. We cannot be dividing people.
Governor McAuliffe told CBS this morning he knows two of the three people who were killed that day.
I have lost three great citizens yesterday, Heather Heyer's funeral. Tomorrow we will have to put to rest Trooper Burke Bates, who had been part of my executive protection detail, and then on Saturday, Lieutenant Jay Cullen, who'd been my pilot. This breaks your heart.
Heather Heyer died when a car rammed a group of protesters. The two Virginia state troopers were killed while monitoring the rally when their helicopter went down. Prison visitations are off at a state facility or all state facilities in Florida, where they say they have credible intelligence indicating some sort of security threat. There are no details available yet. I'm Rita Foley.